Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way. That's why we love you. Come on!
So I'd like to ask Boss Man to start us off with a word of prayer.
All right, all right. Let's bow our heads. Lord Heavenly Father, we're here for another show, dear God. And we just want to thank you so much for allowing us to be here. And now as we're about to talk about the next topic, we just want to ask that this go your way, you know. And we thank you, we love you, and in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And with that being said, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Word with your two hosts, Bossman and A-Squared. And tonight I am fired up. Bossman, how you been, my brother?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Here I am on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, hanging out with my siblings, eating some tasty ice cream right now. And I mean, life couldn't
this
get
fat
better.
Guy.
Life couldn't get better.
This fat guy over here just being fat.
I claim that with pride. Lip smacking pride.
Well, see,
delicious.
At least with you though, you didn't get cussed out by a customer today.
Oh man, oh trouble at the new job, huh?
Because straight up, okay, I'm over here, you know, bagging your items. Then all of a sudden, here she goes, "Can I get an extra bag?" No, why not? Because our policy is only
no.
one bag. Well, no, come on, I need it. It's a present. Well, my manager says I can only give you one bag. No, that makes no sense. It's a gift for my sister and so on. I said, ma'am, can I give you an extra bag? I can give you a gift box. All of a sudden, it all went loose. F it then. Fine, give me a box. I'm like, oh, that escalated quickly. I'm like, wait a minute. All I said was that you couldn't have an extra bag. I didn't mean to do you like that. It's my manager. I can't do anything about that. I can't.
Oh,
I don't know.
Retail stuff.
After that,
retail
though,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, major. Big time. But that was my enjoyable day. But other than that, you know, I'm good. I was waiting for this show, to be honest, because a lot of you asked for this one. And you know, special guests for this episode. And as most of you guys saw all over, tonight's show is one that, you know, it touches me. You know, it, like, honestly, out of all the shows, I think this one touches me the most because I've been
holds
there
a very
and I've done
special
that.
Place in your heart.
It does, man. Like, you don't understand. Like, it just holds a very special place, you know? And this one topic that we're going to talk about tonight is the one zone you never want to be in. And it's called the friend zone.
Oh.
The friend zone. Like, it just sounds. Like, the funny thing is, like, it sounds like such a fun zone until you actually understand what happens. And for most of you that don't understand the friend zone, it's pretty much like, you know, saying, like, you like this person, you know, you're all about this person, trying to make a move, trying to look good, impress that person, whether it's a guy or a woman. Then all of a sudden, here you go trying to impress them, but then they don't like you the same way you like them. And then it's like, then all of a sudden they hit you with, we can still be friends. I like you as
Bam.
A friend. Or better yet, the worst one that hits me the most. You're such a big brother to me.
Ouch.
It hurts. It hurts so much. It hurts so much.
Just going back down the memories. So savage.
You telling me.
It's like an accidental savagery.
You telling me, but. Of course, you know, we couldn't do this show without trying to get some, you know, like some like feminine insight on this. So we do have actually two guests with us tonight. One of them is my friend. I've known her for, what, ever since like sophomore year in high school. She's actually been a really cool friend with me. And then she's going to come on in a bit. Well, actually, we're about to put her on now. Then also, Bossman found one of his friends. I don't really know her that well, but she's going to come on as well. We're going to have both of them on at the same time. And pretty much what it's going to be tonight is going back and forth. And pretty much the main question, is why do most people get put in the friend zone? Is it good to be put in the friend zone? Like, should we still continue with this and so on? So without further ado, the first person that I would like to invite is my friend, Josephine. Hey, Josephine, you are live on the word. What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? I'm good. Done with finals. Living that good life now.
True. Finally done with finals on that Christmas break.
Yeah, I can relate to you on that one.
Oh, man. True. And then now, let's invite Boss Man's friend, Yvette. Yvette, you are live on the word. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So Boss Man, how'd you meet Yvette? Because I don't know Yvette, and so don't the listeners. How did you like meet Yvette?
Oh, actually, our stories are pretty similar. We met during sophomore year, you know, in high school, and we've just been cool ever since.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So my question to you two, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm ready.
Already.
Go ahead.
Because I don't know if you guys know how I roll, especially Boss Man. He knows how I am when it comes to certain topics. So I don't know if you guys are ready to take this heat.
Oh, I know how you are. I'm ready.
I bet. Okay. So my thing is, my first question to everybody, to everyone that's like that's in this debate, have any of you been friend zoned?
No.
Bossman, what about you?
I've been rejected. I've been rejected, but I don't consider that friend zone.
Yvette was sharing with me before the show that she has a very particular view on the whole friend zone concept. So you might be getting some interesting answers here tonight.
Okay. And then Josephine, you said that you got friend zoned one time?
Well, after Yvette said the whole rejected thing, I guess I've been rejected, but not friend zoned.
Wow. So, see, it's to be honest, to me, it sounds like they're in denial. I've been rejected and I've been in the friend zone. It sounds like they're in denial right now.
Like, you would have thought that there'd be just a consensus, a unanimous agreement that everyone has in some point in time been in that zone, but apparently that is not the case.
Man,
mainly
look
guys
here.
That get friend zone, so.
Oh, whoa.
Okay,
why do you think that? So
I mean, the guys
are
usually the ones that are going for it, and the girls are usually the ones who are either saying yes or no. So we're usually the ones putting out in the friend zone and not getting put in the friend zone.
I see where you're coming from with that.
It's usually the guys who are always trying to make the first move, because I feel like guys are they always feel like they have to make the first move. For a girl to make the first move, it's all like, no, you got to let the guy ask you first, and it's kind of, which is why you guys feel like you are put in that situation of a friend zone. I think that's the reason why.
You know, but I
my thing is, though,
in my personal,
why do it?
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong for a girl to make the first move. I try to make the first move sometimes, or, you know, like, make things a little different. But it's always looked down upon.
You see,
also,
but the guys are
so used to taking the first move. So it's kind of like the girl doesn't really always know what to do, and the guy doesn't always know when it's happening because they're so used to making that first move.
True.
Okay, so my thing is, I think this circumstance of the friend zone, I feel like it's more than just asking somebody on a date or do you want to be my girlfriend or something like that. I think that it happens, like, there are several different bus stops to the friend zone. Like, you don't just automatically fly over to it. It's like there are certain areas in a relationship where you get dropped off there and you never pick back up again. For example, like, you meet someone and you think they're cool and you think, I could see myself being with this person. So you're talking and you're probably in a group of people. You know, it doesn't happen when you're just like A and B. It's usually A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So you know that whole entire pack knows that this is the zone that you've just been dropped into. So you're just hanging out with the guys or with the girls or whatever. Like, it's usually both. But then the guy goes, just imagine this from your perspective, lady. The guy that you're feeling, that you're hoping he makes a move, you know, and he's cool with you, you know, you're friends and all that. It's a classic case of, you know, Phineas and Ferb, Candace like Jeremy, you know, basically like that. And you're hoping that so good to see you together. And he's like, oh, so you guys are together now? I'd be like, what? Yvette? What? Josephine? Nah, she's like my little sister. Dun, dun, dun. And you're like, oh, my goodness. So you're not telling me that something like that hasn't happened to you ever. Ever?
I mean, I've been rejected and not, But the thing is,
wow, she in denial.
No, let me explain. Here's the thing: when I'm interested in a person, I'm not really good at flirting or putting those signals or, like, you know, trying to make them notice me or whatever. I'm usually pretty straightforward, you know. I tell them, you know, not right away, like, oh, hey, I like you, you know, let's go out, you know. I usually try to make it very clear that I am interested in you and that I want to be your friend as well, but that I am interested in something more because I've had, like, a previous relationship with that person, like a friendship. You don't just go up to someone that you like and you right away start dating them. You have to be friends first because you get to know that person and you see for yourself if that's the type of person you want to date. So once I have been friends with them for a while and I see that I have probably a potential to, you know, something more, I let them know. And if they are not interested, I can't do anything about it. I can't, you know, like, oh, no, like, no, you just, people are allowed to not like you. You know, everybody is not always going to like you, and you have to accept that fact sometimes. It's tough. It's not, you know, it's not something people like to hear, being rejected, but you have to accept that fact. And if they want to be friends, then, yeah, go ahead, sure. I mean, they've done nothing wrong to me unless they've been, you know, rude or disrespectful. But, you know, overall, I have no problem with someone rejecting me because I can reject someone as well. You know, and that should be, you know, we shouldn't complain about that or it shouldn't be seen as something bad. We are allowed to not like someone or we shouldn't feel bad because someone has treated us nice. That, I mean, you have to be a nice person overall. Just because you treated someone nice does not mean you are entitled to a relationship or anything else. You just have to be a good person overall.
I see that. Josephine, did you have anything to share on that? Yeah. Oh,
well, I mean, I agree with her. I do the same thing where I always friend the guy first, and then if I, like, can see it going somewhere else, I will slowly, like, drop hints towards, like, I can actually see myself being with this person. I think the term friend zone became so negative because of the fact that it's more of when, like, the girl's thinking about it and the guy knows that she's thinking about it, but then she decides, nah, he's just a friend. That's when the friend zone actually becomes, like, a negative, like, oh, you just got put in the friend zone kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, I actually see that. Like, from that perspective, it does make sense because it wouldn't make sense to automatically skip, like, you know, the whole friendship portion of, you know, getting to know somebody and then establishing a relationship. I think it's just this, the negative connotation of the friend zone is just how it just cuts you, like, that quick and that deep, like when you finally realize, oh man, like I'm feeling this person and they don't see me like that at all. Like you just, it's kind of like a 50-50. Like you're so into it and they're so not, that when you realize that, like in public or in front of other people, you're like, oh man, I spent all this time like just obsessing over this person. And they just want to be friends. Like, ouch.
Well, I feel like that could be a problem as well. When you really like someone, you really want to believe that they like you back. Like, everything that they do, you interpret it as, oh, they might like me, and they might like me, because your judgment is clouded. You believe that they like you back. So you're not really seeing that in reality they're just being normal. They're just being a normal friend to you, and you're misinterpreting as something more. So that could be a reason why it hurts so much at the end, because you didn't see that rejection coming because your judgment was clouded, you know?
I like how everyone's putting in such a nice way. That's so nice. All three of you. That's so nice. You guys put in so nice and sweet. Like, oh, no, I just got rejected and this and that. Man, look, the friend zone hurts mainly because of how Boss Man said it. And also most of the time, with that zone, it's hard to get out because if they only see you as a friend, only see you as a brother, only see you as a person to go for advice, you hearing about every other dude except for you. I don't want to hear about John, Larry, Steve, Chris, Michael. I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about A-squared. A-squared is this. A-squared is that. I don't want to hear about everybody else. Why are you over here telling me about all these other guys? I don't want to sit here
and
talk about this.
Because you probably put yourself
in
a position where she feels comfortable talking to you about it, though.
But see, my thing is though, with women, you have to make them feel comfortable. Because with you guys, I'm not gonna lie, you guys, and then you guys know it too, and to all the listeners, straight up, women are complicated. You can't lie. It's true. So then the thing is, though, with women, we have to first make it, you know, we first have to break that ice. Because if we don't, you guys make this brick wall, and I'm over here punching it, but here you are still putting cement, still putting it up. So I got to break that wall first, make you feel comfortable, and then see where it goes. But as soon as you guys get too comfortable.
Without putting yourself in the friend zone.
But see, I don't try to do that. I try to make my, like, not just me, any guy. We don't try to do that. We try to make ourselves comfortable to you so we can get in. But you guys take it way too far to where it's like, oh, he's such a nice friend. Oh, did you guys hear about Bossman? He's so sweet to me. Da da da. And it's like, really? It's like, why? Why?
I think there's a problem with that as well, though, because I don't like it when guys, the first thing that when they want to be friends with me, because they're planning to maybe try to have a relationship with me, and that should not be the first priority when wanting to talk to me.
Yeah, you got to show some kind of interest from the get-go. Y'all can build a friendship while also building, like, getting to the relationship level.
But see, though, that's the hard thing, because we don't know if you guys like us back, and then that wall to where it's like, I don't want to be too aggressive to where, hey, yo, mom, let me get your number. I don't want to be too soft to where you just see me as a friend. And it's like, no, I'm trying to make it 50-50 to where I can be your friend, I can be your boyfriend, I can be your best friend. But then most of the time it's like you guys take it to a whole nother level to where it's like, oh, he's so nice, but he's just a friend. It's like that.
So, like, what we talked about earlier when you said that girls are, like, don't tend to go up to guys and, like, take the initiative with that, like, because some girls tend to be scared. I feel like guys also get scared to, like, be aggressive with it in a way of where it's like, I want to be with you, but I want to build a friendship with you first. So you're too soft with it, and you just end up becoming a friend.
No, and I feel like also, like, as well, let's say you don't get, you know, like friend zone or whatever, because I don't believe in that term. But let's say you do get the girl and you do have a relationship with her. Do they suddenly not, like, do they, you guys stop being friends and it's just only, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend? I mean, you still have to be friends with the person in order for a relationship to work. You still have to have that trust. Because if you don't have that trust, how can you guys talk? You know, you have to be friends with the person in any relationship.
That's true.
But see, you know, like, don't get me wrong, that's right. But then from another aspect of it, it's so hard because you trying to be friends with that person, the first thing you're always going to think of, man, I used to care for this person. Man, I actually liked you. And then the first thing you think of, like, all the great times and everything, to where it's like, I don't want to be just friends. I want to be something more, because the minute you see Yvette, Josephine, whatever, like whichever woman you see, it's like, oh, man. It's like, I missed that about us. Like, cool, you know, being friends, but, you know, it's like, I want to go back to what we used to be. And then that's why I feel like most of the time, like, especially, like, after relationships and, like, the whole just being friends part, it's so tough because you sit there and then the minute you see that person, you immediately go down memory lane, no matter who it is. You may have moved on, you may have forgot about the person, but the minute you see that person and say, what's up, give them a hug, it's like, oh, I remember back then when you used to give me that type of hug. Oh, I remember the way you used to talk to me. And it's like you just go down memory lane and you just get swamped with just all those memories, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, swamped. Swamped.
But you see, my thing is with the friend zone, I think this is the hardest thing. You touched on it before, but I think this is the hardest thing about being a friend of someone who's in a relationship. Like you said, they come to you as a friend, and they're having, like, they're in a relationship, and you're in the friend zone. And they come to you, they're like, man, I'm having all these problems with guy A, with guy B, with guy C, with guy D. And then you spit the hardest fire, like, the relationship, like, you just solve it. Like, basically, you guys are, you just understand each other, and you explain everything away. Like, you give the coolest advice, the most perfect advice to heal their relationship. And A, all you want to do is just be with that person. And then B, that person says something like, oh, why can't it be easy? Why can't it be this easy talking to him? It's so easy to talk to you. You know exactly what to do. You're this, you're that. Well, you're such a good friend. Why can't it be this easy with him? And you're over here thinking, well, it could be, dumb. Like, it's so simple. like A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. That's the hardest thing about being in a friend zone. You gotta wait your turn on the sideline, you know?
If she doesn't like being with a nice guy, I mean, then that's her problem. I don't like someone treating me bad. It's usually, what I usually hear about the friend zone is, I'm such a nice guy. Why doesn't she like me? Why does she have to like that guy who doesn't treat her as well as me? Well, the thing is, you have to treat everyone. I mean, and I have a problem with that because I don't like being treated bad. If I like someone else instead of the person who's actually interested in me, there's a reason why. You know, there's a reason why I like another person rather than the guy who's been treating me really nice. And there's nothing wrong with him treating me nice, but that should be every guy. You should always treat a girl nice. And if a girl likes a guy who doesn't treat her, nice, then that's her problem. That has nothing to do with you. You should always treat a girl right. And just because you treated her nice does not mean you should get the pass to, oh, okay, well, I'm the one treating her nice. I should be the one she should be dating. No, you're not. Nobody should feel entitled to having someone just because you treat them nice. That does not.
And sometimes it's not really the whole nice thing either. It's not always like he treats me nice or like I treat her so nice. Treating someone nice, like, that's really good. You can treat every girl nice, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Sometimes you're like, maybe you're just a friend. Like, you don't. Treating someone nice doesn't always mean that y'all work so well together.
True.
Yeah.
But let me.
Just because, okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay. Go on.
I was just reinforcing her what she said. You know, just because they treat you nice does not mean, you know, you're the one who deserves a relationship. Like, we're some kind of prize, you know. You should always treat a girl right. And same goes for girls. You should always treat a guy with respect, and you should always be nice to a guy. It should always be like that, you know. Just because he doesn't like you back does not mean you're going to stop treating him or her nice. We should all just be decent human beings and not expect anything in return.
Yeah, I get you on that one, especially that one. See, the way I saw that, though, was even my example was, even if the person in a relationship, you know, and you go out of your way to analyze all the, you know, they give all the details, like, this is happening, like, they're not necessarily, you know, being mean to each other or whatever. It's just things aren't working out in the relationship, you know, whether it's just like trust or time with each other, whatever situation.
Yeah.
And you, because you care about that person, you know, you say, if this was me, this is what I'd expect from her, and this is what I expect from him. And because you care about that person, not just because you want to be nice, you know, to be with that person, because you genuinely care about that person, you give them advice so that they can be happy. And yet, the same advice that you give them is not what they're like. They're not seeing it, you know, as, you know what, maybe this guy is not going to make me feel better. He's not going to care about me as much as this guy right in front of me. That's the deal. Like, when you care about someone and you just want them to be happy, so you give them that advice so that they can be happy with the person that they're with or something like that, and they just don't see it as, you know, something that could be more. That's the tough part.
Yeah, I see that. I see why that would be. Because you're investing basically yourself in that person, and they're not giving, you know, you're not getting back what you're investing in. You're putting your feelings and you're putting your time and emotions, and then that person does not, you know, return those feelings, and you can pretty much feel exhausted because you're giving part of you and, you know, basically for nothing. Or I don't want to say for nothing, because you still have that friendship. If you really like the person, you'll still be their friend. You know, you'll still be there for them, no matter what. Because ultimately, you're still a friend. It should always be that. Always be a good friend. Someone you can trust in, and someone they can trust in, you know.
But I mean, it's a lot of factors. You don't always just like a person, or you don't have to like a person because they're nice to you. It's much more than that. It has to be, you know, their personality, the things that they like, you know, many, many factors. It's not just how they treat you. That should be.
And sometimes after you're with, like, the nice guy and you do put him in the friend zone, after you actually get to know him as a friend and talk to him more, it can actually end up going back into something and working better because you know each other better and you know how each other work.
True. I don't know. It all depends, to be honest. To all the listeners, let us know after what you just heard in the first 30 minutes of the episode. Do you guys think the friend zone is real? Do you think it's not real? Do you think there's ways to get out of it? Do you think there's ways, like, you know, like to avoid all this? Because everyone said their little pieces about it, how they felt, and like what it truly means in someone. I don't know. I'm still in a blur about it. I like what Yvette said because she pretty much told my life story about that nice guy and then all this extra. It happens to me every time. Thankfully now I'm in a relationship, but before then it was always like, oh man, can never find that right one because it's like, oh, you're so nice and this and that, but it's like, it's always the same result. But I don't know. We're gonna find out. When we come back, we're gonna try and find ways to get us out the friend zone. And then that also probably has to deal with, you know, what do most girls like in men, you know, like how like what ways to avoid it, how not to be trapped in the friend zone and so on. So probably what's going to happen next, we're going to ask the ladies, you know, a bunch of questions of like how to avoid it and so on, because they're the ones that pretty much put us in that zone. They say we put ourselves in it, but we're going to find out. So stay tuned. I hope you guys are liking it. If you guys want to blow it up, follow us on Twitter @TheWord and let us know, is the friend zone real or not? When we come back, we're going to talk to the ladies about how to avoid it and how to get out of it.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready. Of the revolution. What you say?
Come on.
And we are back live on The Word talking to you guys on this Sunday night about the friend zone. And to me, honestly, throughout all this and listening and sitting back, it's time for me to step into this conversation because obviously it still seems like the ladies are still in denial about the whole of them being rejected. So how I see it, we're just gonna get to the bottom of this, and we're gonna find out how to help every guy to get out this friend zone. Because I'm sorry, we gotta get out of it. It's worse than prison because now it's like, dang, she don't like me. I can't do anything. So you know what? We're going to get to the bottom of this right now in this other half of the show. And listeners, still, you know, let us know, do you think the friend zone is real or not? So my first question to both of our guest hosts, Yvette and Josephine, my first question is, from a woman's standpoint, you know, how do you know when you like a guy and, like, what are the signs to let us know that, like, okay, you know, you're feeling us, you like us. Let us know.
That's really hard to explain, honestly. You get this feeling, you know? You just get this feeling. It's really hard to explain. But, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be same interests or same, you know, background, same, you know, I guess for me, like, it has to be, like, a Hispanic person, you know. It doesn't have to be that, basically, or, you know, technically. They don't have to like the same kind of music. They don't really, you know, I just feel it, you know. It's like, okay, I really like this guy. I like how we talk. I like how we hang out. I like how he treats me. You know, there's this kind of spark, I guess. I don't know that the person likes me back, but I know when I like someone and when I feel like, okay, I can, you know, I could really, you know, try and make this work. I mean, it's more like I'm willing to try.
What about you, Josephine?
I agree. It's really, really hard to explain. It's more of just like you really know that, like, you like being around this person in more of, like, just a friend way, like, this person is just someone you could really see yourself being with, I guess. You're comfortable in, like, the way y'all talk, the way he carries himself, the way y'all are around each other. It just kind of lets you know, like, hey, I kind of like this person.
Because it's, like, my thing that I won't bring back up with like, what Yvette said in the other half about, so it's, like, the nice guy, you know, being friends on this and that. So then my next question is, why does it always seem like it's, like, a certain trend with like, you know, like, just women in general, just, like, always going back to, you know, like, to that guy, or better yet, just going to a guy in general that always hurts them and so on, because it's like, I'm right here. I can love you. Come. I can show you all this loving. But then you go back, and then you get hurt, and then it's like, really? I'm right here, though. I got you. I got you. Let me be the peanut butter to your jelly. Come on. Let's make this work. Come on. Like, why does it seem like such, like, a certain trend, but then every time you come venting to the nice guy when he could be the better guy, then that jerk over there, like, come on.
Well, I wouldn't say just with girls, though. Guys also have a trend of, like, going back to that girl who really isn't good for them and, like, doesn't really treat them well, but they tend to go back to that girl for some reason.
Whoa, we have – who has done – what? I have never heard of a guy ever – what?
I really
wait
agree
a minute.
With that as well.
Actually,
I always
it's
see kinda, guys
it's...
tolerating the bad girl or the girl who treats
what?
Them bad, the girl who's always yelling at them or checking their phone and
yeah.
being, you know. And
or the
we're
girl
always
who always
like,
cheats
why would
on
you
them,
tolerate
but
a
they
person
go back.
Like that? Why would you tolerate a person
like that? It's actually very scary.
Yeah.
It's actually
wait.
Very scary, Esquire. I gotta say, I've seen some instances, and bro,
don't say it.
Like, it shocked my soul. I was like, oh, my gosh, this girl is evil.
Wait. Don't tell me you agreeing with – you agreeing with – wow, boss. Okay,
that's cool. Okay, look, I'm not saying it wholeheartedly. I'm just saying it's not unknown. I've seen it
with my own eyes. The guy go back to the girl who continually keeps, like, cheating or hurting them and really doesn't care for their feelings. It kind of just, like, he's a nice, like – that guy's a nice guy, and that girl's not necessarily, like, a nice girl for him compared to, like, how nice he is to her. And he just keeps going back to her, even though she hurts him.
I think there's an excuse for that in general. You know, that's a problem in our generation as well, that we like to be in toxic relationships because there's some sort of way that we romanticize that. I'm more like, oh, I know he's bad and I know he treats me bad, but I can change him and I really love him. Doesn't matter how much you love that person, if they're abusive to you, if they're treating you bad, if, you know, whatever, it does not feel right, you need to leave that person. You need to not be in that relationship, because a relationship should not feel bad. It should always feel good. You should not feel insecure or unworthy or not trust that person. But we romanticize that. We feel like, oh, you know, it's a bad boy. We can change him. He'll change for me. Or it's
Oh, God, the changing.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's not, no, like, you can't change a person, you know? You cannot try to change a person either. You have to worry about yourself first before you can, you know, worry about someone else. You always have to put yourself first in, you know,
so,
in a sort of way.
Right there, like, see, right there, like how you said, worry about yourself first. So my thing is, why keep throwing back when you don't even know yourself fully? If that's a toxic, negative situation, there's the door. Remove yourself away to remove that negativity. You do not need all the negativity in your life. But it seems
in
most cases, you just keep on jumping back. But my thing is, if you know it's negative, your friends know it's negative, I know it's negative, the listeners know it's negative, what are you doing? Back up. I understand, like, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm not going to lie. Josephine and Yvette were right a bit with the whole, like, guys do sometimes go back. But I've never seen it, really. So that's why I'm like, you know, what? But, you know, it does happen at times. I mean, you know, it has happened at times. But my thing is, though, is the reason why, especially why I brought up this question, was because I heard of this one weird this quote, like, way back, and it honestly made sense to me. The same person that we love oh so much is the same person we cannot stand. Like, the same person we can hate at the same time. And then I've heard that, and then, like, how I see it in, with, like, relationships, or, like, if you're talking to somebody, that one day, that one week, you can care for that person so much. Oh, my goodness, you're bae. Oh, my, I care for you, this and that, and so on. But then the minute they do something, oh, I can't believe what he just did. Oh, I can't stand you right now. I just want But at the same time, after when you mad, it's like, wait, no, I was playing. Come back. Love me. I was playing. I was mad at you last week, but... can we fix this? Please, like, come on. Like, and that quote hit me, and that's why I asked that question. Because the funny thing, though, with life, and that's the crazy thing about it, sometimes, you know, we can't see in, like, an unhealthy type of relationship or, like, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whatever it may be, to, like, we can never see it to where it's like, you know what, I'm going to still go back. Because for some weird reason, even when everyone else can see the negative, for some reason, you can see the positive. And I think that's why, like, male or female, we always go back. Because everyone else, oh, don't go back. She's this. She's a thought. Oh, don't go back to him. He talks to every girl and so on. He's a man this and that. Don't go back to him. But for some reason, everyone else can see the negative but you, because you got to know the person. You got to know, like who that person truly is. And you felt deep down, he or she would never do that to me. I don't know what everyone else is seeing. But sometimes it actually is good to have that second opinion. And I have felt to that at times, to where I should listen to that second opinion, to where, like, you know what, should have listened. That was my fault. You know, I was blind and so on. I get it. I'm at fault. But I think, you know, sometimes when it comes down to it with that trend, we just fall so hard. And sometimes it's so hard to get back up. You're just like, man, I got to go back. I don't care what anybody say. I'm going back. Bro, don't go back. Nah, I'm going to go back. I care for her. Like, cause I love her, bro. I'm going to go back. It's like, I don't know. It's like a weird spiral that just goes in with it. But then, I don't know. Because, like, to me, like, I asked that question mainly because it was like, it seems like a certain trend to, like, you always go to the person that hurts you, whether besides, you know, like, besides the person that, like, always cares for you, that's always there for you, that would never do a thing to hurt you, that would, like, respect you as a person that you are. So that's why I mainly asked that, you know?
Well, I mean, it's also more like there are certain things that I will tolerate on a person because we're not perfect. You will always make mistakes. You might not intentionally want to hurt a person, but you still in some way or another, you end up hurting that person, even your own family. You know, like my sisters, my mom, my dad, they have hurt me in some way, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't stop me from loving them. I know they're human beings. I know I have hurt them as well, but there are certain things that you do not tolerate in a relationship, or that you should have a line where it's like, okay, do not cross this line. This is my breaking point. I do not tolerate this. And you let that person know. Now, once they do that intentionally, then that's where, you know, like, no, you know, you stop being in a relationship with that person because it's toxic or whatever. And I mean, if other people are telling you as well, but you know that that person did not hurt you intentionally or did not mean to, or it was only the first time. And I mean, we're all human beings, you know, you have to also learn how to forgive. In a relationship, or any relationship, basically.
Man, I don't know. The friend zone seems like such a scary place because it's like, you know, you can do so much for that. And like, to me, because like how I see it, you could do so much for that person, but then, you know, you can't force someone to like you. You can't force someone to be mm-hmm. with you. It's up to them. And like, that's the scary thing about it. And then like, the worst thing is most of the time when people know you in the friend zone, it happens in public. And everyone's like, oh, boss man, she said no. Oh, and it's like, oh, man, like that just blows, man. That just straight up blows. Because most of the time it happens in public, so then it's like, dang.
It sounds to me like it's more of a fear for rejection. You don't want to be rejected.
It is.
Because, but that's, I mean, even though it's scary, you have to learn how to deal with that. You have to confront your fears. I don't like being rejected. I mean, it's not pleasant. It's not something I enjoy. But you have to deal with it. Not everybody's going to like you back, no matter how nice or no matter how good you are to them. People will not like you.
But see, like, the thing is, though, you tell me to deal with it. You try to deal with it when, okay, I'm going to try and talk to Sarah. She turned me down. All right, give it a couple of weeks. All right. I'm going to talk to Jenny. All right. She turned me down. That's cool. I'm still strong. All right. I'm going to talk to, you know, I'm going to talk to Elizabeth. A word. You got a boyfriend? All right. She turned me down. All right. I'm going to go to this person. Then it's like a constant thing. You're just going down and trying and trying and trying and the same result. And you just sitting here like, God, what did I do? What did I do wrong for me to not have a girl interested in me? What did I do? Let me know. Because at times, like, when you're in that dry spell, it's like every time you try to make a move, it's like the same result. And it's like, oh, come on, please, you, somebody, like me, please, love me. I'm here. I'm single. Come on, please.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being single either. There's nothing wrong with being alone. I mean, I like being alone. Doesn't mean I don't want to be with someone or not have a relationship. I enjoy being by myself. I enjoy myself, my own persona. I like hanging out with myself or just, you know, doing whatever I like on my own. Sometimes I like to be alone. I even, you know, when I'm with my family, sometimes I just got to be left alone. Sometimes I need space. But that's probably, like, that depends on each individual. You know, some people do not like being alone. Some people like being around others. And, you know, they're very friendly and, you know, but overall, you know, no matter, I mean, people are allowed to not like you. You don't expect anything from anyone either. You know, it's just, and if people are rejecting you constantly, 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 maybe you're not supposed to try either. Maybe it's just, I mean, personally, I don't like when guys try too much. It feels fake to me. Like, you're giving me this, you're giving me flowers, and you're giving me chocolates, and I like those details. But it gets to a point where, like, whoa, stop. Sometimes I don't want those things. Sometimes I just want you to talk to me. Sometimes I just want you to be there for me. And it's like, it feels like you're trying too hard. And no, it should feel natural. It should come natural. It should, you know, I don't even know how to explain it.
True. Yeah. I do agree with that.
Who knows?
But I think one of the scariest things about the friend zone is if you're a good person, and you're like, I'm a good person, you know? Like, for me personally, I try to walk with God, you know? And there's just certain ways that, you know, reading the Bible. The Bible says to treat a woman with this type of respect, to treat her with this, to treat her with that. And, you know, sometimes that doesn't always fly with what a woman perceives a man to be, you know, like certain, like, nice qualities and all that. Like, you treat them right and you do this and you do that. And it's because you treat them with that type of respect, you know, that is friend zone type of stuff nowadays, you know, to a lot of girls. Like, if you're trying to respect the person, like God has called you to respect that person, it just doesn't seem like you're trying to be, you know, a manly man and do manly stuff and, like, go about it the manly way. You know, like, you know, girls like a guy that knows what they want, they go after it, and they're just macho about stuff like that. You know, like, that's appealing to a lot of women. And sometimes that's not the way, you know, every person is. But, like, they genuinely care about you. You know, they want to make you feel happy. They don't care if they have to, like, suffer through a whole bunch of stuff, just whether you're happy. They don't care how you're happy, you know. And sometimes that doesn't fly. And that's the scary thing about the friends. They're like, no, it's just a friend. He's so nice. He's so sweet. He's so this. He's so that. but you know, like, it's just, oh, man. It's that falsetto.
Let me stop you real quick before the show ends. But I see where you're coming from with that. But before we continue and finish up, we do have one caller on the line that wants to put their input on the show. Ending in numbers 1947. Hello, caller. You are live on the word. What's your name?
This is Julian.
How you doing, Julian?
Hey, Julian.
Hey. I figured this kind of started with me, so I figured I should say something. Yeah. I mean, my thing is, when I got friends, I was still the girl's friend because we came to a mutual understanding. You're going to love who you're going to love. If you love somebody, if you really love someone, you're going to love them, no matter how joking they are. I try to get out of that because if I like ice cream, no matter how many calories it's going to give me, I'm going to go back to the ice cream. And how much more of that is to a person, to a living human being? How much more do you give to that living human being? But at the same time, true. I've seen people so desperate for love because they've been rejected by parents or something. That's what I've seen a lot in my life. I can't care how many people have come to me and saying, I don't think my dad loves me enough, my mom doesn't love me enough. And so they go to these, like, the worst people ever. And so that's what I've seen in my life. And just being friends with so painful. You are scared of being, like, rejected forever. You want to change yourself or something. But still, just be you. Let someone find you.
Yeah, that is
I think
true.
There's someone for everybody.
That's true.
True.
Yeah, you. I mean, love just out of nowhere. With the least expected person, you find yourself in love with. You think about it, and you're like, I would never would have fallen for that kind of person. But love should not be about whether they, whether they're good or bad or whatever. There's no reason to love someone. You just love them. Just like you love your family. You don't choose your family. You don't choose the person you love. It just happens.
Yeah, we came to the end. Yeah, I came to that conclusion. Like, that's why I like it. Okay, I guess I'll accept being friends because you love that person. You don't love me the same way. Me and her had that understanding. But at the same time, you know, if you're friends with someone who hurts them, then just still be the friend, but stop liking that person because it's kind of like a waste of time. It's like, why are you still trying to go back to someone who clearly needs some self-help?
No, and if you really love a person as well, you will respect their decision that they do not like you back. You know, you will respect that, and you will respect, you know, just give them their space
and
because you're not
getting interested. That's hard. It's hard for some people. Some people it's really hard. Some people it's really easy, like you.
Sometimes you have to take a step back, though. Sometimes you have to take a step back and be like, I still want to be friends with this person, so you have to think about it and see, can you still be friends with that person?
Of course. We always be friends with them. Be that sort of the client they need it, but try to look for someone else and they'll keep going back to that what's hurting them.
Well, that would be more like, wow. I don't like it when, I mean, personally, I don't like it when they're like, oh, they don't like you? Well, you should find someone else.
it makes me think of, like, oh, I don't want to find someone just because they didn't like me back. Sounds like kind of rebound type, you know? I mean, it's kind of like, no, don't use someone else to forget someone. I understand that.
I mean, I'm saying, like, if they continuously go back to, like, someone who's hurting them.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just stand there and just look at that cycle over. Yeah, I did it for, like, 3 years. I was like, no, forget this.
Well, if they rejected you, then, I mean...
I did it for 3 years straight. I was like, no.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
I have no problem with being friends with someone who I rejected, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I've tried to treat every woman or girl in perspective of this is God's daughter, so I try to teach them that perspective. So just be respectful to any girl you see, whether you like them or not.
Exactly. That is true.
True.
I think the reason why a lot of girls kind of give that off, kind of make you think they like you, because, you know, if you're nice to a girl, that makes them feel safe. I believe that makes them feel really safe. Well, they'll trust you more, they'll talk to you more. That just makes them feel safe.
Yeah.
That's where you, you're like a brother to me. But you are, you become a brother to them. They feel safe around you.
That still hurts, to be honest. Like, I agree with you. I agree with everyone saying why they say that.
It hurts. But now you know why they do that. Now you know why that makes it easier. Now you know why they do that. It makes it easier.
But it's,
you know,
like,
what the funny thing is,
yeah, that's
about
cool,
all that, though?
But continue.
You know what the funny thing is? When you have I've heard this from somewhere, someone, at some time, in some place. But it's been said that, you know, when a girl is growing up, you know, their first, and I put this in quotes, you know, their first boyfriend, kind of like the first man they fall in love with would be, you know, their father, or like a brother figure, you know, like their brother or whatever. You know, that's their example for whom they might think, you know, I could see myself falling in love with this person. It's the person who is, like, grown up and treated them with respect and with kindness and with unconditional love. So what scares me about this whole friend zone thing is if they say, you know, you're like a brother to me, that might actually be like a bridge that still needs to be built, but nevertheless, it's still a bridge. You know, so
yeah.
like what Julia said, if you treat them with kindness and you make them feel safe, you know, like an older brother would, that might be potential for, like, something more. Like what Josephine and Yvette have, like, emphasized on, like, a friendship is not a termination. Even though it feels like that, it can't help but hurt. Like, it feels like you've just been shot blocked right there. Like, Matilda, shot blocked.
It's painful.
Like, but it's still, you know, it's better than them not liking you at all. You know, it's like you got a chance. Like, you're close.
Yeah.
But you just need to get your vertical up a little bit higher, you know, just jump a little bit higher and, like, have good hopes, high hopes, and keep treating them the same way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Any last words, Julian, before we wrap up the show?
No, I think that's it. Just, you know, pray about it. That person likes to pray about it. Just be honest with God. Like, God, I saw this person. We're getting kind of close. Could you, do something for me? You know, just pray
about
it. Reading the Bible, it was so much easier to get hooked up in the Bible. We just asked and it happened.
True.
So times have changed.
Oh, man.
God has changed so much from back then.
The generation today compared to back then, the way our parents were then and how we are now, it's changed about with relationships, dating, friendships, and all that. It's changed so much.
Well, I mean, the Bible does say, you know, there's always a time for everything. If people keep rejecting you constantly, and maybe it's not the time. It's not the right time, you know. It's not God's time, you know. Maybe God has someone else prepared for you later in life. Maybe you have to experience other things before you meet that person. And, you know, there's a time for everything.
True.
Possibly, yeah. True. Well, I mean, yeah. it's just a possibility with everything in life and how, like, your decision-making also. But thank you, though, Julian, for your insight on that. And I know, and, like, as most of you guys heard, we mainly also did this episode because of him, because he brought it up to us personally and be like, yo, we got to do this. We got to hit this one. Let's do it. Let's go on with this. So thank you also for bringing up the topic, and thank you for also coming on and saying what you had to say.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
Uh-huh. But before we end the show, last question to everybody in this discussion. It was great. It was fun. I laughed personally. It was a fun time with just all three of you. But last question, starting from Yvette to Josephine to Bossman, then I'll go last to wrap it up. Do you believe that the friend zone is real, starting with Yvette?
No.
Why?
I don't expect anything from anyone, starting when I first talk to them. And people are allowed to not like people or somebody else, no matter how nice you are, no matter how good you treat them. You just don't force feelings on anyone. So, no, I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe in the friend zone.
All right. She doesn't believe because can't force feelings. All right. Josephine, do you believe the friend zone is real?
I do believe the friend zone is real, mainly because sometimes you may, like, be considering a guy and the guy may be considering you, and, like, y'all know that y'all may be considering each other, and one or the other, either the guy or the girl, will be like, nah, I don't see you like that, and they'll just completely put you in the friend position, and you will know that you've been put in a friend place.
So we got a one no, one yes. Wow. All right, Boss Man, what do you think? Is the friend zone real or not?
I think I'm going to have to be in the middle about this. Because, okay, so you know
how No, we are ending the show. We are ending the show. Yes or no? No.
Okay, you know what? If I have to choose, I'm going to go with yes. Because it's like, you're in the area, but they overlap. There's a bunch of different overlappings, and it could be hidden as, you know, a friend zone, but potentially you're going into a different zone. It's just overlap. So I'll go with yes. It's in there somewhere, but it's hard to make, like, a certain exact zone. I'm gonna go with yes.
Over here playing games in the middle. No. There's no if and. It's yes or no. Over here playing games, man. Playing too many games. But me, do I believe the friend zone is real? 110%, yes, I do. It is real. It is too real. I've been there way too many times from my personal experiences. You can ask Josephine. I've been there too many times. Nope. Too many times, all right? And how I see it, honestly, with the friend zone, don't get me wrong. Yvette, she was I see Yvette the whole show. She was fighting strong that, no, it's not real. It's not real. And I appreciate that. But sometimes how I see it, and I'm going to wrap it up here, it's hard because it's like, man, I truly care for you, and you don't see me like that. You feel for somebody else. And don't get me wrong, Julian's right, too. Be there for them. But the thing is, though, you always think, I could be so much more. Be with me. You're over there wasting your time and then coming to me for advice or whatever. But then you could be with me for real. I don't want to sit here and try and help you out with your problems. Part of me does, but at the same time, a part of me is still like, I feel for you in that certain type of way. Maybe I do want to be with you, Yvette. Like, come on. Or maybe I do want to be with you, Josephine. Like, come on. Like, don't just sit there and put me to the side because of that. And don't get me wrong. Yvette's right. You can't force feelings. I cannot give you a handcuff, lock us up. Nope, cuffing season. We together. Stay with me. I can't do that. You know, you got your rights. I got mine. And the number one thing about the friend zone, which irritates me the most, is like, the thing is, when they just want to be friends, you get to a point in your life to where it's like, you don't want so many friends. Because as we get older, you see how many friends you lose. When you were in middle school, you got everybody. Hey. High school, freshman year, you still got a bunch of people. Sophomore year, you lose like one or two. Junior year, you lose a bunch. Then senior year, it's only you and your best friend. So then it's like, do I really need all those friends? Like,